Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? Man, Krista Diaco is hot as fuck.
And is cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, she's physically hot. But you add the mindset into it, and she's a fucking 10.
So nice of them to join us to the show.
Who?
I came in here 5 minutes ago. Caveman told me I had time, and then...
You're good.
Stop
worrying about Mr. Okay. Johnny fucking negative over there. His shit runs thin on me.
I hate everyone saying that.
I got to tell you. And you know what? That's true. When people have complained about Blitz, I have said he fucking hates everybody. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
Okay.
If it's distracting, tell me. I'll shut him down. Tell him to shut the fuck up. And I tell Blitz, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Fucking my vibe up. That's what I've been telling Blitz. I tell Blitz that sometimes. You're fucking my vibe up.
What's his response?
He ignores me for a couple days.
That's not true.
Tries to feed you. So you stop yelling.
No, him and I got to think that... really have learned how to kind of communicate better.
I hope so after 22 years.
Yeah, we just figured it out about 3 weeks ago.
That's true as well. That's true as well.
Better late than never, yes.
So I just talked to Rhett Snags. And Blitz, I wasn't trying to circumvent the chain of command around here, but I figured I saw him and I just blurred out it. I didn't know if you'd already talked to him or
not. That's what you always do.
But, well, I just want to get it, whatever. You like to slow play shit.
I do.
So, Rhett, I told Rhett over the weekend, I need you to throw together a best of video from the weeks prior. And it can be like, Blitz said, it can be between 30 minutes to an hour, give or take some. And it's the best of the show that we'll put up on YouTube then, like on, you know, Mondays or Tuesdays or Wednesdays from the week before. Turn in this, you know. And then all of these, you know, after shows and things like that can be podcasts and best of videos.
Yep.
Eventually. And Blitz, I got to think that best of the week video that he makes and put up on YouTube could probably be a podcast too. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it will already be on the podcast.
Oh. Fine. However you want to break it down.
Is Clement Tapp up there right now?
Not yet.
LO Clothes! 10,000 bits!
His name is LMC Loathes. Please.
Shut up.
What?
10,000?
10,000 loathes.
What is that out of beat? I got to text Tyler real fast. Hold on.
Hey, buddy.
LM Clothes is the man.
I'm not going to make you work out legs today. Are you able to walk?
Hey, buddy, can you get out of bed? 500, three sets of fucking 10. Stud. Hey, buddy. I always say that.
I watched that video. Your butt wasn't on the chair, so those don't count.
Hey, buddy. We're doing legs again on Friday because you cheated.
Bubba makes me nervous when I see his text.
What about if it's a group text or if it's just to you? Is that more...
When it's just to me, it's really bad because he just says, hey.
That's okay.
Or hi.
When you guys,
oh, no.
When Bubba and Tyler were, I guess, either done for the gym or headed to the gym, you guys stopped by here, and I was on the phone with Lummy, and he was scared.
Yeah.
Tyler was scared? Or
no, Lummy was scared. He's like, what should I do? I said, well, obviously, you need to go hide. Tyler found him.
I was going to check out.
He's like, they're yelling in the hallway my name. I said, then you better hide better.
I was out back looking at my painting, and I saw Lummy's truck here, and I'm like, well, Lummy's here. I'll bet.
He's hiding in his truck.
So I'm going to the art show.
He was in here hiding.
No, I was outside. I was by the ghost.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, Lummy!
Yeah.
Like I'm in the shed because I'm.
He's
thinking,
on the phone with me. He's going, "Oh no!" I said, "What?" He goes, "Bubba just pulled up and he's yelling my name. What should I do?"
I'm like, "Lemmy!" And I'm thinking Lemmy's inside, but really he's outside. So as I get out, as I walk out of the shed, and then here comes Lemmy. Right by the shed. I'm like, "Lemmy, where you been? Out there with the goats." And I go, "Well, I was yelling for you. I didn't hear you."
Yes,
Lemmy,
he did.
You fucking heard me, did you not?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just.
What were you doing that you didn't want Bubba to see?
I feed the goats. I came out here to feed the goats.
And I was checking on my art before I went to the gym.
Yeah, and then I thought I could escape, but then if I escaped, that means you knew I was here because my truck parked. I didn't, you know.
Oh, Lummy, up in Clem's Clubhouse, there is this big box that was a desk that I put together. Well, Larry Plummer put this desk together for me that Blitz's stuff sits on. When we do Clem's Clubhouse up there.
Oh,
the computer and all that.
So there's a big box upstairs. Lemmy, could you sneak that into the AAA dumpster?
Yeah, don't worry. I got another one down the street.
And then the box right here, as soon as you open the gate up, which I think might have been my grill or something.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one by the stairs.
Could you get rid of that box, too?
Yeah, I'll get rid of both of them because it's trash day, so it's not a big deal.
No, trash. Oh, today, did we get trash out today in time? Or did you forget?
No, we're good to go on trash as of now.
No, what I'm saying is I don't think we got the trash put out for today, and they've already come. They come. You have to take it out on Fridays and Mondays and Thursdays, right? Because they come out. They come Tuesdays and Fridays.
About 5:30 in the morning.
They come. Yeah, unlike decaf.
So Lummy, what I'm saying is I don't think you put the trash out yesterday before you left, which means they didn't dump it today. Is that kind of right?
Yeah.
You're not in trouble, buddy, because you know we don't have a lot of trash accumulation here. But I do like to dump. Okay. We pay for the dump. We pay for them to dump it on Tuesdays and Fridays. Why don't we just have it out there, Lum?
I think it's because there's usually a lot of trash that accumulates after Kevin's Law.
Oh, my God. It's Kevin's Law.
Do you pick up the trash, Anna?
No.
No, Kevin always puts it in the trash can.
No, but...
The fireman saw my bug 1,000 bits.
But yeah,
I know he puts it in the trash can, but maybe you ought to start then emptying the trash can into it like a bigger deal.
I can do that.
Well, yeah, sure, you should.
Okay.
Don't use the bags, just dump them in.
Lummy, why don't you give her a detailed report on how you want it done? Because at the end of the day, you're in charge. And Rhett, hey, and Lummy, we need to have Rhett start turning up the working a little harder around here. I know that you're going to go do some weed whacking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me look at my schedule because I might be able to help you, Lummy. I got an all new, like, I'm trying to fucking, you know, be different guy here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're busy, it's cool. I mean,
let me look at my schedule. Do you like when I don't because I give too many orders?
No, you're the best. I like taking your orders.
All right, I got a staff meeting tomorrow at right after the show. Mm-hmm. Now, do you do off the rails or does
Lummy does?
Lummy does.
Oh fuck, Lummy!
I'm sorry, Bubba. I'll skip it for you.
No, you cannot skip it for me, buddy.
He can come late.
No, Lummy.
Oh, I didn't say that. She did.
Thursday we have an after show, but Lummy, maybe after the Thursday after show we could, you know, it would literally if we had me, you, and Rhett. Well, let's just face it. If we had you and Rhett, and then I was running the camera, supervising, and then every once in a while I give the camera to Rhett, and I go do some stuff, all the while you're working the entire time, Lummy.
Of course, yes.
True workman here. So, Lummy, Thursday the 25th, should we go live or should we tape it? Blitz, I kind of like taping shit because I can put my little intros and shit on there.
All right.
Blitz, did you like my little intro that I did?
I did.
I said I'll do it my fucking self.
Yep.
Rhett, if you could go tag up the videos that I've made, I think it would be, if you could tag up the Bubba Neighborhood Carnival one, the Bubba and Tyler Do Legs one, just tag them like you do Lummies. Why do mine have to be untagged?
That's a great question, Bubba.
We should also schedule like a clubhouse just to see how it goes. I think that'd be a good idea.
Clubhouse is a lot of work for Blitz.
No. I mean, I'll start a
room. I'm not playing poker this time.
Why?
I still haven't played poker there yet.
Why haven't you, Lummy?
I've always been having to work.
But you won last time.
I know. That's why I'm not playing anymore.
No, not a Clem's Clubhouse.
Oh, no one gives a shit about the fucking app, Clubhouse.
Oh. Yeah, Bubba does.
I'm not doing it.
You
it's fucking stupid.
You pinged me at 2:30 in the morning.
Here's the deal. It's just going to fully This is, it's going to just dilute our existing shit.
We're I thought it would expand it.
No,
I
don't think it's not going to expand
it. It's going to dilute it because it's just going to cause the guy that could potentially be on our YouTube to go over to our fucking clubhouse. And it's just another way for fucking people
like
to put their
teaser.
Stupid tentacles in my shit.
Well, it'd be people would be able to ask you questions one on one and interact with you. I don't know. I'm just trying to get, you know, ahead of the eight ball here. Proverbial eight ball.
You can answer your one on one questions then.
Bubba, she's trying to get ahead of the eight
Bubba,
ball.
Bubba needs to stay on his own forums that he can monetize.
Well, it seemed like he was yearning for a clubhouse.
He was at 2 a.m.
I did till nobody showed up.
Well, it was 2 in the morning, Bubba.
Turn off the deal.
We can plan it out.
I was listening to Tom Green at 2 a.m.
Well, me too, for a little bit.
I know.
But listen,
you.
But hold on.
And ignored
but,
you.
But listen to me. What? The average person can't even go and sign up for it. You have to be invited.
Yeah, not yet, but it's going to blow up, and then it's going to be available to everybody very soon.
Okay, well, she...
Kind of like how Facebook was only for college kids, and now, like, everybody's on it.
No.
Well, now it's mostly boomers, but...
Now it's mostly my mom.
Hey, Bubba.
It is, yes.
Hey, Bubba, we can go live on TikTok. You want to go live on there, too?
No.
We do need to do more TikTok stuff.
I mean, why don't you go live on TikTok?
Yeah. Listen, I tried to get the fart over there to do something, and she doesn't want to do anything on TikTok.
I've told
Anna, you know that you and Lummy and Caveman and Rat are all in a starting March 1st that we're going to have an employee bonus pool.
I know.
Starting March 1st. So first paycheck of April could potentially have a bonus.
I know.
$1.
And it could be from 99 cents to $999.
I think we should make it a minimum of a dollar.
Okay, a minimum of a dollar.
$1, yep.
But I mean, you know, what if it was like $56? I mean, that wouldn't be better.
No, that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, whatever. So like, but you know, being able to monetize YouTube and the Songcast stuff, that's the low-hanging fruit we need to work on. That's where we can make our business better, money-wise. And most radio guys don't even have the fucking luxury to be able to do that. Really? I mean, like, right, Blitz? The average radio guy that's working at Beasley or working at iHeart or working at Cox, they don't have the ability to go own their own YouTube, to do anything from their own studios, to rebroadcast their show, to monetize it, to podcast without being in their company's world. And we can do it all. And we have systems in place. Lummy.
Do you want that gym video published on YouTube?
Not yet. We're giving them too much.
Okay.
I mean, we already give them a lot. No, it's going to water down L.I. Lummy, there's rhyme to my fucking reason.
Oh, no. I just was asking for somebody. Chat. They really wanted to watch you work out.
We'll get it up in the next day or two. But let's get LI to get some legs. Go into your forums and all that stuff and promote LI.
Well, Daniel has actually sent it all to like Riddle and those guys because they know him, and I guess they've already started watching it. And they're supposed to send me a reaction video.
Oh, awesome! That's great.
That pretty much writes third episode, does it not, kid? If you could interview Riddle, and you could interview.
Can he,
some of these
should
people?
He be interviewing Riddle? Is that a good idea?
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Okay.
And by the way, Caveman has our correspondent for the WWE so that we could do it all above board, UPO.
Beautiful.
Yes, we go through the right channels.
Okay.
So, Lummy, I'm trying to look at your views here for LM. Lummy Investigates Season 2, Episode 2.
My house one's really eating. It's over 3,000.
This one's not doing too good at all, Lummy.
It's a slow
burn.
316.
What?
That is horrible, buddy.
When was it released?
An hour ago.
7:15. No, it was released.
No, it didn't get up there until I think 8-ish or 9, around there.
That's not good, Lummy.
Hey, but you know what? You know what's good is it's gonna really boost up, and then
you know what's good is.
You know what else is
yeah,
doing good?
Us.
It's me getting stuck with nails.
Lummy, weekend at Lummy's bedroom demo is at 3,200. My parking lot, Bubba goes to the Indiana white trash, comes out as he attempts to go to the little fair in the parking lot. I released that yesterday. I forget what it's 2,400. debunking decap, which is Lummy. This is part of the Lummy Investigates ongoing.
Slamming Phoebe's B 5000 says he loves it.
Thank you, Slammin' Phoebe's Beef. Thank you. A dismal 316. Have they not? I even put it up on our Facebook, I think.
Did you?
I think I did. I did. It's on our Facebook, Lummy. It's been repurposed on our Facebook. It'll soon be repurposed on our Insta and things like that, buddy.
It's a little train that
my shitty guardrail project that looks like it was shot in 1975. It's got 1,000 views.
It's going to come. It just needs to come. I mean, look, I mean, when you're working with
it's horrible,
him, I mean,
buddy.
Is that what you tell Ashley?
It's going to come. It just needs to come, honey. Me and Dan Diaco's 2 hour and 21 minutes full of madness. 4,000 views, Lum Lum.
It's just getting it out there.
Lummy,
now.
Goat on a boat. Fucking live stream, 7,000 views, Lum Lum. It's on your fucking roll, pimp.
I mean, realistically, like millions of people saw the goat on the boat. You know, it was on Fox.
Yeah, I'm talking about where we can monetize it, you fucking are.
In Lummy's defense, we were talking a little bit outside. It seemed like he had some issues with cooperation on behalf of the participants.
Oh, yeah, the participant didn't really want this out there. So
he really had to kind of, you know, push and
had that same participant on the podcast, and I fucking nailed it. Like,
I know,
I was
but
able
you're,
to peel
you're,
that
you're
shit
Bob
back.
With the love sponge. This is friggin' Lummy.
I know, but
no offense.
That shouldn't be an. That's not even shouldn't be an excuse. You're Bubba the Love Sponge, and this is frickin' Lummy because Lummy is my, you know, my Mike
Lummy's
Evans.
Over.
Lummy is over.
Lummy's the show Gronkowski.
But what I'm saying is, it's not
Lummy
for lack of trying.
Lummy scored two touchdowns.
Lummy tried, is what I'm saying. I'm defending Lummy.
He was a little exhausted when he got out there, and he was trying to short space me because he told me 11:15 he had to leave, and then he only got out of here at 11:15. Then by the time we got out there, he's like, "Oh, I got to be at 11:45," so I had to hurry, and I couldn't get into everything I wanted to ask him because he all of a sudden had to leave really quick right after he got off with you. He was supposed to leave.
Blitz, do we have a lot of packages to open? I just was looking at the Bubba Hanna packages deal. It did pretty well.
Big trucker bill, $25 cash.
There's a few. There's not a lot.
No, there's
a
lot. I see him come in like every
Tuesday.
Blitz
likes to hoard them.
I know.
He hoards these.
Well, I mean, I want
packages.
To do a package segment with more than three packages.
Okay, buddy. No problem. It's your world. Hanna, you could probably, I mean, you know, the next time we need to do a package segment, Hanna, let me know.
Okay.
Get with your guy there and figure out when the next time
sooner
we can do
the better.
One. We live streamed the last one. We didn't even do it on Twitch. We live streamed, and it's 5,200 views.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, Lummy, God, I hope that the fucking decap deal doesn't shit the bed, kid.
It's not. It won't. The Bubba Army is true and true, and will step up and really step forward.
Do you know what you're saying?
No, I don't. I'm just speaking.
You're Sarah Palin of fucking being an R.
I know. I am.
Now, Lummy,
it was a long night.
Lummy, I have a. What do you mean it was a long night? Last night?
Yeah, he stayed up all night to edit because he didn't start shooting until yesterday.
My douchebag guy that I was filming with didn't show up. Right. My fireman saw my bug with 1,000 bits.
So we have the next one's going to be the 9th, right?
Yes, sir.
And is it going to be like part 3 of the or is it a decap 2-0?
I'll let you know 8th when he starts shooting.
No, I already have a bunch of stuff, Bubba. I don't need decap on this one.
Decap?
I think that's going to be
the
even better.
The defraud? What is it? What is it?
Debunking.
The debunking of the deceitful decap.
Yeah, I mean, this one I tried to make just really short, so it'd be like, okay, he's been telling a lie, now let's go deeper into it.
Yeah. And it seems like there's a lot of people more willing to cooperate on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? People want to talk.
There's some people out of money right now that are really unhappy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, the people that paid for the roses.
Why did they pay decap? Why didn't they pay her directly?
They had to buy the roses. I don't know, Anna. I will get into that, I guess.
Oh, sorry. Just some questions to ask.
Anna, I mean, Lummy, it's a legitimate question.
I don't know yet. I don't know.
So, well, Anna, when you're buying your guy some pussy,
yeah,
you don't. You kind of give him the money because it's kind of.
Makes him look better, too.
Yeah, like.
Oh, like he can afford it?
Yeah, like, you know, your buddy ain't buying you some pussy. You already look pathetic because you're buying pussy.
Okay.
So, If you have to ask the girl, hey, did my friend's PayPal because I'm going to put the balance in. Like, it really.
But even if it's like a birthday gift?
Yeah, you still got to show
okay.
up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you don't know anything, the ins and outs of being a whore. You know,
thankfully, I don't.
No, you don't. And so that's to your credit, and you don't know anything about that. There's some shit you don't know about.
I'm learning.
Yeah, but you'll learn as you like hanging out with us or hanging out with the like you're hanging out with the dudes, you know?
I'm learning.
Yeah, you're learning great.
No big deal. Force.
So Lummi, where does the rabbit hole take you with regards to who do you interview? Like what do you have planned for?
His dad, well, I don't want to get too much if he does here, but I've already got multiple family members and friends, and then people that are really upset that I got about 4 of his friends that don't talk to him anymore.
Really?
Because of birthday party gate?
2 of them are birthday party gate, and 2 of them are because...
What's birthday party gate?
The lying about the woman.
You mean the hiring of the hooker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Lose my virginity gate?
Yeah, the 150.
Lose my virginity for my birthday gate?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple guys that are mad over that he pocketed the money over the whore.
As they should be.
Now, does DCAP know? Does he know that you know that he pocketed the money with the hooker?
I don't think he does. I unless he listened.
Has anybody got DCAP's number? Can we get DCAP on the phone?
Yeah, I got his number.
Let's see if you can get him on the phone.
All right.
Oh, this is going to be good.
What time did you want to release the Clement Cap?
Yeah, I need to listen to that.
I would say...
About like noon?
Yeah, let's make it 1.
Okay, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's uploaded and ready to go. I just got to schedule it.
You just got to release the hounds?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lummi, when we went with the pot, you know, one thing Seth was really good at.
He's not on the mic right now because he's making the call.
He was, you know, he would go promote this our podcasting, you know, and all the forums and all that kind of shit. Are you good at that, Lummi?
I will get him.
He's on mic, too, because he's making a call.
Oh, I'm on Dan's mic.
You're what?
Dan's mic.
Oh, you're on Dan's mic?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I was making a call.
Trying to get a hold of DCAP. What is it? Blitz.
Is a cocksucker.
Blitz looks like Terry Funk, 1,000 bits. I don't know who that is. I want to laugh.
It's a wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Terry Funk is short.
I know, but that's funny.
Terry Funk's only like 6 foot.
I know.
I want to see him. I'm going to pull a picture.
He's like 80 years old, by the way.
He's not picking up.
All right. Now... You're good if you're watching. If you watch Lummi Investigates, season 2, episode 2, and it's the DCAP deal.
Me at 7,000 bits,
and then you listen to my podcast DCAP of nearly an hour, where I really fucking broke it down, where he just keeps fucking the lie going, and then what's that leak?
Meathead 7,000 bits.
Lummi, what are you having problems over there, lover?
I just left a message for him.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said you need to call in ASAP.
Aesthetically, let's just
Can you text him?
Because
So today at 1 o'clock. No,
she sounds cute.
Let's make it noon. Let's just make it noon if we could.
Okay, I'll change it back.
All right, thanks, Lummi.
Yes, sir.
Can you show me pictures?
Yes, I mean,
you know, I'm a straight shooter.
I mean, you've seen the one.
Oh, there's more.
I
see some.
Which one have I seen?
You're the one that sent them everyone.
Oh well, can somebody send them to me again?
Can you send it back to Papa?
I'll send you her face.
Can you send it to me too?
Send me. I mean, I'm not going to be Blitz. Lummi,
careful what you do.
Never mind.
You have to now. No, you have to now.
No, hold on, Blitz. But don't show it, okay, buddy?
Oh, yeah, no, I won't.
I'll just play it for us. But don't show it, as you know. Lummi, did you get yourself in trouble? What did you do?
Oh, nothing. I love you. You're the man.
So, now, do you think I could hire her to fuck her?
She's probably open for business.
Yes, she is.
All right.
Well, she had a 4 o'clock
appointment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say, hey, listen, here's the bottom line. Don't you think, if I could get a hold of her, I'd be like, don't you think that maybe the ultimate rib would be is I would buy your service. I would, you know, hire you. I'd bring you some roses and some French fries. And then, you know, then.
I mean, it sounded to me like she was more upset she didn't get French fries.
I got French fries.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she said. I mean.
I got French fries and I got, you know, chicken nuggets and I got onion rings too. I mean, I just got the French fries.
She might want you to bring the Big Mac.
Yeah, she might want the fucking big quarter pounder.
Is that what you call it?
No.
The Royale with cheese.
I'll tell you what I'm doing is I'm treading water right now, ready for you to fucking shoot this over to me, and you haven't shot it over to me.
Well, I was looking for the one picture that you had.
I don't give a fuck what to find. Give me an idea as to what she looks like so I can see if I can hire her or not.
Yes, sir.
And then you obviously have her number, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'd be like, hey, listen, you know, maybe this could be part of your next episode, and the fact that, well, is it true that Bubba, you know, and retained your services? And she'd be like, yeah. And then you could just get a real honest opinion as to how I did. She's like, how good was Bubba?
Does she know who Bubba is, like, before decap?
Does she know who I am?
No.
She didn't. Maybe that's better.
Well, no, I think you got to tell her I'm real fucking famous. Man, I think you got to really kind of blow my spot up. If not, I just look like a heavyset 55-year-old.
Ask her if she knows who Alicia Klass is.
I have fucked some famous people. I fuck myself, and I'm famous. So, I mean, what the fuck? Lummy, where the fuck is my pictures?
I sent you the one I have. I'm trying to find the one.
I sent it to me, too.
Nothing has come up, Lummy. You've not sent me shit, kid.
Oh, I text you. It's not on my... I don't have it on my computer.
Oh, Jesus. All right, you texted me?
Yeah, I don't have it on my computer.
I'll look at it now. Hold on.
Can you send it to me?
But, Lummy, this picture is not a good picture of anything. Like, I need a different pic. This is a filtered face shot.
She had, like, cat ears on.
My shit could look fucking good.
Anna, if you got the fucking picture, why don't you fucking
help me
out?
I don't have it. I'm waiting for it.
We're waiting for it, Lummy.
Blitz has it.
Anna, don't fuck with Lummy. Sorry. You already ran one guy off, so quit fucking around.
Blitz, you got anything help me?
What do you want me to do, Lummy?
I thought you had the picture.
You already sent it to him.
No, he didn't like that one.
I just got some bullshit picture that's got, like, a picture on top of a fucking picture. It's dumb as fuck. I want, like, you know, her at the beach or with her kid or fuck something.
Well, I don't have any of those.
You got, Lummy, you do. You got a whole bunch of them. I seen them.
Who, me? I got.
Didn't somebody send me a whole fucking.
That was Daniel sending them to you.
Yeah, that's where you sent me the ones from Daniel. God,
somebody give me some fucking pictures.
I'm trying. I never got those pictures.
Can you look on your phone and see what Daniel sent you?
All right, hold on. Here I am blaming others when really I should blame myself. I'm just saying.
The only picture I've seen of her was the one you sent me.
I'm starting to recognize my problems, okay? I said I'm blaming you when I should blame myself.
DHardX95, 300 bits.
We don't call 300 bits on the show.
I know, but it's after show.
We don't call 300 bits.
Oh, sorry.
It's 1,000. Okay. It's only for your after show. Oh, but thanks.
It's only for your big nose after fucking show. Okay. All right. I got it. Yeah, but
can you send it back? Can you send it to me?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I want to fuck her.
You do. You just don't want to pay for it, yeah. Right? Because she's not bad. I mean, she's not bad looking, but
let me.
It's not worth 300 roses.
Send it my way.
I'm gonna say it again.
Send it my way.
I'm gonna
please and thank you. I want to weigh
in on
this.
I'm gonna chill the fuck out with that slope of a nose. Be quiet.
She's nonstop.
Yeah. Anna. Caveman, Lummy, Blitz, and Rhett. That's everybody. It's perfect. All fucking, it's a whole deal. Everybody is going to get this picture. Boom. This is what, but she's, I mean, if you look at, everybody's got it. I don't know if you could help. This girl said she would sleep with me for $300. My friends are willing. Oh, so this is what this is the text that Decap sent.
Mm-hmm.
So Decap sent a picture to all of his boys and
yes.
Said, "I don't know if you could help me, but this girl would sleep with me for $300. My friends are willing to throw in $50 each. I just need to come up with $150."
Dude, Bubba, if you're a 26-year-old virgin and this chick said $300, you'll sleep with her. Like, don't you think you'd sell everything you had to find $300?
Yes,
like that day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That or I go to Larry Plummer. Say, Larry, can I borrow some money?
I mean, you do whatever you needed to do.
Yeah. And so you guys all got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she's that cute.
That picture's
good.
I'm
paying $300. You know, it better look like Reagan or something.
I mean, this is good for Decap.
Like, I'd fuck Reagan for $300.
Bubba, for 26-year-old Decap, this bitch is a 12.
No, yeah. I know. But, like, you know, not for me. I've been around a block a little bit. I know how to fuck.
I know. I'm not for you, no.
Yeah.
And I have seen other pictures of her. I don't have them with me or anything. But she looks okay.
All right. Would you fuck her for $300?
If I was Decap, there's no question.
All right. What about me? If you were me,
For 300, no.
But just as for so that Lummy had something to compare, you know, for episode.
Oh, for
content.
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for the show.
I may have to just take it out of our PayPal.
Right. Yeah, if it's for the show, you have
to.
Yeah.
I mean, So, Lummy, I might try to go fuck her. And then that might give you some. I mean, I practically just wrote episode 3 for you, did I not? I mean, the questions that would entail. I'll tell you what, I'll be her. Okay? I'll be her. Oh, hold on. You ready?
Hey.
Hold on. I got to make it official because when you spoke to her, you know, it was.
Not that one.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Warren.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi. Everything's good.
Oh, so you had a good, so I heard you maybe hooked up with Bubba.
Oh, yeah. He brought 300 rosers over and some French fries and some onion rings and some stuff that I didn't even know about. Oh, my God.
Now, did he put the two-finger cul-de-sac on you?
Oh, yeah. I squirted like a fucking Sea-Doo. I didn't know I had those type of skills until he showed me.
So,
he told me to Google a two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones before he got to the apartment, and sure enough, he invented it.
Now, did you
I got a Bubba Army tank top, too.
Oh, nice. Free?
Yeah, of course.
Now, did you get one or two, three, four, five in?
Oh, Lummy, I'm not going to talk about
fingers or hands.
No, I'm talking about like how much, you know, how many times did Bubba, you know, slam you?
Oh, once. He goes for a long time, but he just has one party.
Now, did he put you in the gorilla position?
Yes, I think he did. He mentioned the gorilla positions. He starts grunting like an ape.
Now, did your vagina
hurt? He's as heavy as a fucking gorilla, I'll tell you that.
Did you have
my God, fucking broken ribs here.
Did you have to ice your vagina after because he pounded you so hard?
Put some ice on it?
Yeah, I had to put ice on my WAP, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, so are you into like Eiffel Towers or anything like that?
Oh, he said he was bringing his wrestler friend over next time, but I don't know what that means.
He asked me if I had an office. It was the weirdest thing.
David Hernandez, $40 cash.
Oh, David, I hope you get better, buddy.
Now, was he the homie with the big baloney?
No, he's an average size, but he's got skills and swag. So I'll just tell you this right now. I know why girls want to fuck him.
Blitz has seen it.
He's got the fucking it factor, by all means.
So is the next one free?
Oh, and nothing's ever free, Lummy. I told him to spread it around the BRN, you know. I'll get $25, Groupon discounts.
Well, I have a friend, he's in my clique named Blitz.
Yeah, his name was Hootie Hoo, and he likes to, he only lives in Lakeland, not that far away from me.
Well, I mean,
how about Big Red? I heard he likes to sniff around the buckle brush a little bit.
I wouldn't know anything about that, miss. So, let me ask you something. Now, what did Bubba concentrate solely on you? Was he a boob guy, a butt guy? Was he pre-strapped? Did he even wear one, or did he tell you?
Oh, no,
he doesn't wear condoms.
He's fixed.
He's not worried about getting anyone pregnant like you, Cap. Because that's what you got to worry about.
I assured him I was clean, and he said the only thing he ever got was crabs back in '86, and so I felt as if we were making a calculation.
That's good. Yeah, that's good enough.
Did you guys make out? Did you guys make out a little bit?
No, he's not. I don't think he's. He said he didn't like kissing. You know, I'm a whore, so I can't. I don't kiss.
Did Bubba fall in love?
Did he? did you have any anal parameters?
Whoa.
Whoa. He's known to get poop dick and.
Mommy. You're running just a little bit fucking too loose over there, buddy.
Did you fuck in Madeira Beach?
No, we fucked in Orlando. He drove all the way over here. Which, by the way, I wouldn't.
Now, do you know what an airplane ski pole is?
I'd be like, hey, if you want to fuck, you got to come over here.
Pay for gas.
I mean, I'll throw in $50 more of gas.
Yes, I'm familiar with an airtight ski pole. Yes, I'm a downhill skier from way back.
Oh, really?
Slalom.
I slalom, yeah. Cross country with a fucking slalom kicker. Whee!
Decathlon.
Yeah.
Where did Bubba finish?
He doesn't have much nowadays. He's getting a little older. He can barely fucking dribble out the state of Hawaii.
Guardrail on grape.
Yeah, did he throw it across your face, your chest?
Oh, Lummy.
It was more of a... no, Lummy, that's between him and I. It's co- client privilege, you know.
I'll give you $20, bitch, all right? You know what I'm telling
you? Hey, Lenny, you need to chill the fuck out. Your wife's going to get heat with you.
I know. Well, I already crossed the line, so.
No, let's just back it off. By the way, this is really
her phone call right here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. It's Lomi. How's it going?
This is really her, by the way.
I'm good. How are you?
No, sorry, I've heard the uncensored up version. This she sounds cute.
She sounds hot as fuck.
She does.
Yeah, I mean, oh my god. If Rhett doesn't put that on the best of for next week, like that particular segment where we thought that, you know, just upon first glance, it was something. Yeah. That might have been one of the best breaks we've had in a while. And the visual is what makes it, right?
It's the shirt.
The offer and appointment at 4.
I'm a hugger, but it looks like something else.
It sure does.
Just at first glance.
Good thing I don't have an astigmatism now. I look horrible.
The person that works here, he's been kind of talking it up. He was a virgin. He's claiming that he came over and had sex with you. Now, is that true?
No. We talked on the phone. And we texted a bunch. We talked on the phone once. And that was it.
So he never, because he came on and he was pretty much saying that, you know, he had sex for his first time, that he paid 300 roses, he got stuff from his friends. And then he brought you stuff, and he's claiming that you got a boyfriend then.
No, he was supposed to.
I think she Blitz confirms that she doesn't have a boyfriend either. Like, right? Like, she doesn't say, that's right, I have a boyfriend.
She's got a lot of boyfriends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he never showed. So I don't know what he's talking about.
So there's
no, I don't necessarily believe what she says either. But I believe her way more than I believe DeKalb.
Well, not only that, but I mean, there's a couple of different potential issues. One, that he never did it. But two, that he may have collected this money and not have done it.
Yeah, there's a couple who done it.
Cut off.
And I think the main reason why I believe her over him is that the first time you guys talked to him, or we talked to him, he said that the only thing they did was she was on top. The only sex they had. And then When Lummy interviewed him, and during the podcast, he says the only thing they did was he was doggy with her.
DeKalb the defraud.
Yeah.
Say it.
DeKalb the defraud.
He kind of cut it off.
Lummy, only 388 views. A very slow pace, buddy. What the fuck? I'm a little concerned.
Better go home and buy some clicks, Lummy.
2 weeks ago, 6,200 on the O'Donnie, and this, I'm a hugger. The defrauding of DeKalb. Hashtag I'm a hugger. 388 views, buddy. Aren't you concerned?
That's such an easy Photoshop, too.
Are you concerned, Lum Lum? I would be. I thought this was brilliant, cuz.
I'm on it.
Jesus, Anna.
This shirt should be a shirt. This should be his press photo. Just Photoshop her out of there, and just
he's such a hugger. He doesn't have his arms around her.
Yeah, I'm a hugger. Nothing screams that I am absolutely the biggest sucker known to man. It's when I'm taking a picture with a real hot chick, and I'm a hugger, and she's not hugging you.
She looks not like she's enthused either.
Mm-mm. It looks like she was walking into the building, and he caught her just at last minute. Right? She was just walking in.
Who's this smark?
He's in the visitor's parking deal. Nothing screams, I'm a mark more. And it looks like this gate was just maybe automatically opening because see the truck leaving?
Yeah, he's got no lanyard or anything.
Oh, man.
He just left it. I didn't talk to him after that. I was like, all right, blow me off. I'm done.
Okay. I don't even know, Blitz, that we got into any stories today. And that might be some of the best fucking stories ever. Okay. Are the best shows ever.
So,
right.
He's claiming too that, you know, you now kind of blew him off and all these different things, and he just wants to take time. So, obviously, that's a complete lie, and he's false.
The complete lie.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that's pretty much.
I don't know why he's still talking about me.
Well, I mean, you were a memorable first for him. But I mean, I guess technically, I guess there's really nothing.
By the way, there, I'm hearing that that's Mandy Rose from the WWE and that he's obsessed with her.
Oh, really?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He during the podcast, he does mention some female wrestlers he's into, but doesn't.
Lummy, you've not heard the podcast. It'll get released in an hour wherever you get your podcast, but Blitz will tell you. I get fucking, like, I am real fucking high, and I just get real, I melt into the microphone.
I could tell you were, like, either leaning back or something, because just the way you're asking the questions and not even caring.
Yeah, I was just.
It was great.
Can you do a close-up on his face, really quick?
Talk about.
Why, you want to try to get a WAP?
Since it happened.
A little off.
It didn't happen. I appreciate.
What ass? Butthole?
Bob.
Appreciate your time, and I guess it's better that it didn't happen him and you. But all right, well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much. You too, bye.
See, I don't know that I could go and do a good job with her because I know I was buying it, and I would be like, you know, I might be kind of. I know I talk a great game, but I might, you know, shit to bed on the deal.
Well,
no,
she
you
may.
Could never shit to bed, Bubba.
She may shit to bed.
I don't think I'd shit to bed. I think I could get myself, you know, dialed in pretty fucking good.
Yeah. So that's what would your concoction be? Because so now you know that she's going to review you. So you have to even bring your A game.
What do you mean review me? I don't want reviewed.
Well, no. You said let me get an interview of you and her.
Oh, I thought you meant she went to some website and said, I just fucked Bubba Clem.
No. Well,
7.
I mean, just as bad. Just let me investigate. So what would your concoction be?
Oh, I'm not worried. Don't worry about my concoction. Okay. I want to get my concoction out. Everybody's got my concoction. Next thing you know, guy's as good as I am.
Can we guess?
No, fuck you. You know
okay.
What it is.
Okay.
Don't let the rookies get in on the deal.
All right.
You know.
I agree.
Fuck the office up, kid. So, Lummy.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm getting ready to leave. I got to go to lunch.
Where are you going?
Where do you think?
I'm going to Tate's.
Tate's Pizza?
Yeah, I'm meeting Paulie and fucking Mark Tate. Hopefully, Caveman gets me that air check so that I can get it to him. Play it for him at lunch. Nice icebreaker. Think I went too far with that?
No.
Not far enough.
Oh, not far enough?
Yeah.
Right.
More.
I think it was great. I think it was the best reason.
If you want to hear far enough, you would listen to Honest Cameos.
Stop.
What do you mean?
Wait, what?
Is she doing new cameos now?
Yeah.
I got a negative review.
Wait, when did you get a cameo?
Well, apparently I've had quite a few that I've missed because I stopped getting push notifications.
Why? Because you turned off.
I don't know.
No, I didn't.
It was still installed on my phone. I don't know if it was a storage issue or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped getting push notifications, and I randomly opened it like a couple days ago, and I had like one missed request.
See, you look cute there.
Huh?
Let me.
On your profile deal?
Yeah, she looks cute as fuck on that profile.
Yeah,
of course.
That's why I put it. That's my profile picture. And they changed the little interface and everything.
It does look a lot different now.
Like my face?
Yeah,
Your face looks hot there.
Thank you. Oh, not that one.
Wait, is this your video you got a negative one on?
It was the most recent one. There it is.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's it, Bubba, right there.
Hopefully this is all this blows over and you're able to get back to feeling chipper.
That was in July of last year.
No, the one where your headband?
Yeah,
the video. Yeah, there you go. That one. That's the latest one.
Got mad at me.
Hello there. This is going to be a one take Willie. Thank you so much for booking a cameo with me. Emily, this is from your dad, Brian, even though he says he's your daddy. I'm assuming it's your father, but I'm not quite sure. Congratulations on your acceptance to Penn State University.
Man, your hair looks like it. You just fucking put your mouth into a light socket and just frizz the fuck
out.
I know.
I was about to go on a run.
You're going
to
have a lot of fun there. It's that your dad or your daddy says that you are a straight A student and will be majoring in biochemistry, which is probably going to be a useless move on your part. But nevertheless, go have fun. You know, fuck some frat guys, do some drugs, smoke some weed, you know, maybe smoke a little crack, like get crazy with it. Have your first like MMF. It's going to be a good time. Your dad.
Her dad got mad.
Didn't want me to tell you that. But
or her dad got mad.
Yeah, yeah. Gave me a 1-star review.
Yeah, this is nothing you did in college. So how would you even know?
I smoked
weed.
What's
going to happen to you in college. Make sure you wrap it up. Make sure you get tested. okay? If he says that he's clean, do not believe him. Make sure you wear a glove, okay?
No, see, that's all good advice.
Yeah. But
she told him to do crack.
Besides all that, thank you so much, again, for booking the cameo. Congratulations on your acceptance to Penn State, even though you probably won't get to go because COVID is going to ruin the rest of our lives. But anyways, again, back to staying positive. Great.
You know, Anna just needs fucked hard and chicken winged.
What?
That's all she needs.
What's a chicken wing?
Job out there. I can tell you're a hard worker and your dad or daddy's very proud of you. Have a wonderful weekend. And
now, is this girl a fan?
The dad is a fan.
Yeah, oh, and he knows who I am, so it's like he knows
so
my...
So he should know that you're a cynic.
Right. Yeah, he should have known when he was gone. He
we'll
was getting
we'll talk soon, okay? Give me an update on your life. Bye!
What was the one with the mask on?
Oh, I think someone, I don't know, someone called me ugly or something.
You're fucking so weird.
I don't remember doing
Hello. This message is for my admirer or stalker, however he would like to identify himself. I don't want to assume anybody's gender, occupation, creed, sex, race, etc. Anywho, I would just like to say that two can play this fucking game. And yeah, you're creeping me out, buddy. You're skeeving me out. I'm a little bit concerned. But
did he buy a cameo?
I think so.
Oh, so this is your rebuttal back to him?
But guess what? I'm going to start stalking you. See how you feel. Come to your place of occupation. Looking like goddamn Jason or whatever that horror movie guy's name is. Wearing overalls and two shirts with a...
Just when you start talking a little bit of good shit, then you fuck it up.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking baklava on your face and a hat and glasses. It's freaky! It's freaky!
On, aren't you? Aren't you proud of your... I mean, this should be your new photo.
Baklava on your
People
face?
People out!
This should be your new
balaclava.
This should be your new dress photo.
But I just want to say that I ain't scared of you, and I'm using fire to fight fire. So, fuck off, bitch.
That's
Bye.
Pretty funny.
Wow,
that is pretty funny.
It was a long time ago. No, no. Can we just not? This is.
Is this?
I don't know.
Is this?
I think you made me do this live
Bubba,
on air.
Actually, Bubba, are you listening?
What? I didn't make you do anything.
You told me to do it live on air, I think.
Oh, you got some
candidates. Yeah, Raquel.
Look at you. You just look shot the fuck out. Look at you.
I am. I still am.
What was the date on that?
I don't know, but she's just shot the fuck out.
And she's actually more so into Lummy than you.
And she wants to get scissoring with her roomie. And she says, bring the fat boy on the moped. That's
Raquel. Keep it on Raquel also says that Lummy is a real man with goats and a Tom Selleck look that turns her on.
And she wants to bring the fat guy that's on the back taking pictures on the moped.
Ooh, that's you, Seth.
Seth, oh. What do you have to say about
Anyways,
that?
This is on air.
Wow, this sounds like a lot of burns towards us.
Dark Match Steve with 100 bits.
It sounds like a lot
There's
of,
Lummy.
This was the happier days of the BRN.
There's the guy.
That's not what my script said.
What's yours say?
Oh, God. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Mine says something about a fat guy on a moped, too.
Wait, Lummy, what do you have to say to Raquel? She thinks you're a sexy bitch.
Oh, hey, Bubba's the man with the plan.
Okay.
God, you're stupid, Lummy.
That's what it said, though. That was my script.
Don't you have lunch? No, please, no.
Yeah.
Happy Independence Day,
Ew.
Bubba's cankle.
Now, see, you look good as fuck there. You
actually... Oh, wait, this is the one that I bought.
I hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July.
You look good there, Anna. You look cute as fuck there.
I just want to thank you for supporting the show. Really appreciate you, Sprinkler Arm, coming up because I'm feeling a little bit awkward. As you can see, I'm ready for some socially distanced 4th of July fun. Have a good time. Don't get too drunk. We love you so much. And God bless America.
Wayne, you weren't angry and telling Penn State chicks to do crack and
I bought
sex.
That cameo.
You did?
Yeah, because when Bubba Kankles... bought one for me. I bought one for everybody else for him.
I'm going to try to do this in a one take, Willie. I'm going to start trying to use some Bubbaism so that I can fit in with the show. Better.
This is like when you first
know,
started, basically.
Yeah, this is when you first liked us.
What?
Anyways, this message is for Dr. Dan from Scout, and she just really wanted to fall on the sword. You know, all this animosity between Dan and myself is really all Scout's fault. Who is a she, by the way, my bad, but she just wanted to fall on the sword and say that it was all her fault, that she made me do the first cameo, where I was calling out Dan for, you know, not knowing anything about coronavirus, which clearly wasn't the case. I was just doing what the people want, you know? They order a cameo.
You kind of look cute there, too. Kind of look a little cute here.
Thank you.
They want me to talk shit.
Is it okay that I say when you look cute?
Yeah.
All right, because I don't like you to
call it out. It's all right. Rare.
One of the people. But anyway, she just wanted to tell Dan that it was all her fault and that he had the best firework picks. And that pic of him in the studio looking all buff, the one that sits right next to my desk, is the best. And he's super babe. And if she wasn't gay for women, she would totally go for Dr. Dan. So that's the message. That's the word. And thank you. Thank you, Scout, for taking accountability.
Poor Lil Anna just needs to get some D.
I do. It's bad.
Hey, there's me.
No, it's really not bad. It's just the way of life for you. We've just learned to accept it, you know?
Yeah.
It's no big deal. Okay.
I did one last week.
You did?
Yeah. I've been getting one or two a week.
What's up, Scary Larry?
So we're going to go on over there.
I'm looking here at this belt here. Let's see. You told me to look for Hootie Hoot.
I think maybe Blitz on Thursday, I might do a couple little name changes on the belt.
Okay.
Do.
I'm not seeing him on here.
Was that Colton?
Yeah.
I think so.
How long ago was this, Lummi?
A long time ago. Isn't the date at the top?
That's when you first got the belt, because look at that one plaque is missing because we didn't have the backing.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to join my fan club if you want to see the rest of my videos.
Why does it say H?
Hootie Hizzy, what a jobber.
I have to join your fan club?
If you want to see the rest of my cameos.
You have an OnlyFans?
No, it's a fan club on there. That's what you got to do now.
Man, I know some chicks that are killing it on OnlyFans. My Lord, the
money.
How
much are they making?
Oh, I've heard $10,000 a month.
Wow.
When are you going to go see Janie Cakes next?
Hi, Dave, a.k.a. Big Daddy Acorn. This is Janie Cakes.
She's the best.
Wishing you a happy Father's Day. You must be a great dad because you raised a great son. We all love Seth. He has made Bubba show. So we are hoping that you have a great day being a great dad. And Seth, Brett, and Lummi all love you. Hope your day is special.
That's Seth's dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Aww. Oh, you have to join her fan club then, Lummi?
Yeah, you got to do the same thing so you can see more videos.
Okay.
The most recent ones.
Perfect. I think we're out of here for today.
Go have some wings on the house.
I am going to have some fucking wings.
Kevin's Law tonight, 4 to 7.
That's all you care about.
No, I'm just...
The only thing you get WAP on.
No. I care about you, Bubba.
I get WAP on Kevin's Law.
You do?
Yeah.
Can
we ask Kevin why is Bitcoin tanking so bad and why did I lose like a lot of money this past 2 days?
Oh
like,
my
a
god,
lot,
it's fucking
all
a
in
lot,
81390
like,
Bubba.
A lot of money.
It's tanked.
Is it?
Like it's a 40, lot of money.
Like 40.
Come on, Ilion.
It's his fault.
He would
because he came out the other day and was like, "Oh, Bitcoin's worth way too much," and now all his companies and all the Bitcoins are like way down.
What a fucking idiot. No, for real.
You're just saying
if you're gonna pump it up, then you just fucked your own company. Your company just bought $1.5 billion of fucking Bitcoin,
and his stock is going down too.
Let me see. I got Bitcoins at 48,000. It's down 2,500 today alone.
Yeah.
My account. I don't even want to look at it anymore.
I used to be happy. Now I'm sad.
Don't be sad, Bubba.
Thanks, Kevin. It's all your fault. What the hell is this?
Hey, Anna, I just want you to tell... I want you to give Kevin one message.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you for blowing me off.
Oh, that's a shoot, too, by the way.
I asked him like 5 times. I need a yes or a no for this one particular thing. And if it's a no, no big deal. No hard feelings. I just need to know, are you in or out on this one deal? And he just fucked around...
Kevin will
and
know.
Flim-flammed around and wouldn't answer anybody's text and wouldn't take a phone call and strung everybody out. You can play this for him if you'd like. Kevin, thank you for the string along, buddy. Oh, you added an hour to your show. Great. Hope you have a good show, buddy.